Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Yuma, Daf Chaf Beis. Amud Beis, the Gemara teaches us the Isser of not counting the Jews. It says in the very top of the Amud here, Oser Limnos Es Yisrael Afilu Lidvar Mitzah. One is not allowed to count the Jews, even for the purposes of a mitzah. Like for a minion, one's not allowed to. The Gemara goes on to say that according to one opinion, there's a lav involved, and yet another opinion says there are shnei lavim, there are two lavim involved in counting Jews. So an interesting question was raised to Rav Moshe that he addresses in Yerdeya Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Yudzayin, and that's the following. Is a person allowed to mark an address on a kvarim, in a base kvaros? If it comes to a cemetery and a person wants to locate where a relative might be, so are they allowed to put an address on? Just like a house has an address, can you put an address on the kvarim? That was the question. Moshe says he does not recall any such discussion in any of the svarim that he has learned, but he says based on the Gemara, he thinks it's aser. Even though the Gemara says that you're allowed to count fingers, that's not counting people, counting fingers for the payasos is allowed, so maybe you should be allowed, you're counting the tombstones, not the person himself, maybe it should be allowed, but he says that's different. Because it's very possible, not very possible, but there is a possibility, at least, when the Kohanim are standing around in a circle, that a Kohen might not put out his finger. So there's a possibility that the amount of fingers that are put out do not represent necessarily the amount of Kohanim that are there as well. As opposed to the Kvarim, where there's nowhere for the mace to go, you can't count all the numbers of the Kvarim that are there certainly represent the mason that are there. So he felt counting the tombstones is equivalent to counting the people, the mason themselves, and felt it's usher to put addresses on the kvarim. The eighth he suggests is putting it by neighborhoods, if you will, of the kvarim, and say that in this neighborhood, let's say neighborhood Shchuna 5, the following people are buried here. And Shchuna 7, the following people are buried there. That he felt was appropriate. But to count the tombstones directly, he felt it would be equivalent to counting the actual people. Now, what's the problem with counting the people? Because it's loig l'rush. You can't count the person who's alive. It's usher. You would be able to count people who have died. But putting the number on their tombstone, that's almost making fun of them, that you're allowed to be counted because you're dead. That's loig l'rush. And that was the conclusion of Rav Moshe.